fewer star bucks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Starbucks has reported a profit for 64 quarters in a row. That's every quarter since it went public in 1992. But after the bell yesterday, Starbucks said it lost money last quarter. Costs are up and fewer people are buying grande lattes. Still, Starbucks shares are up in overnight trading. Investors seem to like the company's future plans. Close some stores instead of opening three a day, as Starbucks once did. ExxonMobil's report comes out this morning, and it will be as far away from a loss as you can get. Probably a record profit for a U.S. public company. And yes, it feels right and just to gripe about it, with how much we're paying for gasoline. But consider this. Energy stocks might be propping up your 401k. Here's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Don't consider yourself an energy tycoon? Well, you might be a fat cat and not even know it. Mutual fund company Vanguard, for instance, has billions of dollars in ExxonMobil stock. Most of that is owned by investors in two Vanguard index funds. Morningstar analyst Michael Herbst.
Millions of investors do own some of these stocks, and those investors are likely some of the same people that are cringing every time they go to the gas tank these days.
But here's the weird thing. Oil company stocks have actually been going down. As oil prices skyrocketed, people started using more coal and natural gas. Those stocks have rallied. Herbst says, don't buy individual oil stocks.
Investors can actually lose a lot of money by making the wrong calls.
Herbst says smart fat cats stick with mutual funds that invest in the entire energy sector. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Wall Street has a little rally going, 2 days in a row with strong gains. Yesterday, the Dow put on another 186 points, 1.6%, to 11,583. The S&P 500 was up 21. The NASDAQ had a smaller percentage gain, 0.4, about 10 points. In Asia, the markets finished a fraction higher today. European shares are a tad lower so far. California is always trying to shake things up, and I don't mean with earthquakes. The state's latest cause, sick leave for workers. Right now, 40% of California employees have no sick time, but a new bill would give everybody some days. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Health groups say that mandating paid sick leave would mean better health for all Californians. Jonathan Heller runs Human Impact Partners. He says employees without paid sick leave include many restaurant workers and nursing home staff, people with ample opportunity to infect others.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, documented that a restaurant worker in Michigan who did not have paid sick days infected 500 people with stomach flu in 2006 when he went to work sick.
Heller says the U.S. could lower healthcare costs if it focused more on preventing illnesses from getting worse, and sick leave is a key part of that. Marty Fisher is with the California Chamber of Commerce. She says it's not always easy for employers to do the right thing.
There's only a certain amount of money in the business, and employers have to make difficult choices, and this isn't always an option.
She says if the bill became law, employers might have to cut back on workers' hours or pay. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
On the other hand, United Airlines wants its pilots to stop calling in sick. United has filed a lawsuit asking the pilots' union to stop encouraging people from taking sick days because the airline says pilots have been playing hooky as a form of protest against layoffs. United says it's had to cancel more than 300 flights the past 2 weeks because pilots were out sick.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, online at kauffman.org.
Texas oil man T. Boone Pickens is a man on a mission. Yesterday, he said he was creating an army of people to lobby for his energy plan. That plan is to move toward wind power and natural gas and away from imported oil. Commentator Will Wilkinson has been studying this, and so far, he isn't impressed.
Maybe you've seen T. Boone Pickens' commercial by now.
Did you know, back in 1970, we imported 24% of our oil? and by 1990, it was 42%.
The corporate takeover artist and hedge fund chairman is in the process of building the world's largest wind farm. He's also the nation's largest supplier of transportation-related natural gas. Imagine Pickens' surprise when he discovered that our environmental and economic salvation is to use subsidized wind power to replace the natural gas we use to generate electricity, and then to use that freed-up natural gas to power our cars. We could use new wind power to replace dirty coal instead, but that's not the plan. All commercials are trying to sell us something, but Pickens' ad isn't aimed at us, the consumers, but as voters, sadly underinformed and easily stirred by appeals to emotion. The Pickens plan is not about offering you, the consumer, a choice. If wind power were more efficient than the alternatives, we'd already be using more of it. If natural gas cars were attractive to consumers, we'd already be driving more of them. The Pickens plan is about getting the government to use its powers to tax, regulate, and subsidize, and pick winners in the energy sector. When Pickens says,
over $700 billion are leaving this country to foreign nations every year,
and adds up to,
it'll be the largest transfer of wealth in the history of mankind,
he's leaning hard on our worst nationalist impulses and attacking the very idea of peaceful, mutually beneficial trade. Listening to Pickens, you'd never know we got something for all that money. What he's really saying is, why buy the things you need from dangerous foreigners when you could be paying more to buy them from rock-ribbed Americans, like T. Boone Pickens? In the end, the Pickens plan is that the government use its power to make Pickens the winner. Don't help him. The last time Pickens spent millions on political ads, the Swift Boat veterans offered us, the voters, their version of the truth. How do you like how that turned out?
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. We have a link to his blog on our website, marketplace.org. And perhaps you have a different opinion, share it with us while you're online. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.